Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Coming up, here's what happened in football history on August 24th. Andrew Luck retires. The fans vote to keep the Patriots' old logo, and the gridiron legend Jim Thorpe receives a ticker tape parade. Well, hang on and join us as we cover these stories and more in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends, and welcome to the Pigpen. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com and of the Sports History Network, your headquarters of sports yesteryear. And of course, you know, Pigskin Dispatch, we go into your portal of positive football history. And the positive football history today is on August 24th. And we're going to start off in the year 1912 on that date, where a ticker tape parade was held in New York City as Jim Thorpe and the rest of the U.S. Olympians returned home from the Olympic Games held in Stockholm. Of course, Jim Thorpe, as we covered earlier in July, he won the gold medal in the decathlon and the pentathlon and just had some great times doing it. We had some saga happen later on, you'll find out in our history headlines, that with those gold medals. It's quite a roller coaster for Mr. Jim Thorpe, but him and the Olympians coming home from Stockholm, bringing home the medals. August 24th, 1979, 60,916 NFL fans vote, and they chose the old New England Patriots logo over the new one. So they had to keep that older one there for a while. Of course, they changed it soon after that, in a few decades later. August 24th, 1992, the Cleveland Browns suffer their most lopsided preseason loss ever when they were handed a 56-3 drubbing by the Minnesota Vikings. August 24th, 2002, Reliant Stadium in Houston, Texas opens for the first time to fans in a preseason game where the Texans hosted the Miami Dolphins. August 24th, 2006, the legend Jerry Rice. He signed a one-day contract with his former team, the San Francisco 49ers. Remember, he played for the Raiders for a year or two. He signed with the 49ers so that he could officially retire from the NFL as a Niner, just the way it should be. August 24th, 2019, with just 2 weeks before the season was about to start, the Indianapolis Colts franchise received the devastating news when their young star quarterback, Andrew Luck, retired due to health reasons. What a shocker that was to the Colts franchise and to the Colts fans all around the world. That was their franchise quarterback, and really set them back a little bit, because he was really a star quarterback, a young and rising star in the National Football League. And unfortunately, the health issues just became too much for him, and he was not able to function the way he wanted to, and didn't want to risk his health, so he had to retire. Now let's go to some happier news and hear a word from our sponsor, Row One Brand. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One Gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One Shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. I hope you're taking some time to check out that great artwork that Row One Brand offers you and take advantage of that 15% discount with that SHN15 code that you can put in their Pictorum Gallery and get that money off on the great stuff and great gear to hang on your wall. Now let's go to your Hall of Fame birthdays for August 24th. The year 1887. Well, Albert Bentbrook. He was a guard from the University of Michigan who played with the Wolverines from 1908 through the 1910 season. Bentbrook was chosen by Walter Camp himself to be an All-American in both the 1909 and 1910 seasons. He was voted into the College Football Hall of Fame in the class of 1971. In August 24th, 1893, Paul Desjardins, he played center for the University of Chicago, was selected as an All-American for the 1913 and 1914 seasons at the position. He entered into the confines of the College Football Hall of Fame in 1955, and after school, he played for both the Cleveland Indians baseball team and the Cleveland Indians football team in 1916. In later years, he played professionally for the Hammond Pros, Chicago Tigers, and the Minneapolis Marines, and I'm sure, you know, he played for Amos Alonzo Stagg at the University of Chicago, and Coach Stagg did not like the professional game. He felt that it tainted the game and took away by paying the players and not letting them do it for fun and for the pure enjoyment of the game. He felt that college football was the purest, and he wasn't the only one at that time. August 24th, 1940, Jim Holder, he was a former halfback from Oklahoma's Panhandle A&M college football team. He was enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2012. And Mr. Holder was an ROTC member while at Panhandle, now known as the Oklahoma Panhandle State University. And after college, he served in the U.S. Army. The brave Holder died while serving his country in Vietnam. And we salute Mr. Holder and all of our veterans that have fought for us, especially those who never made it home, fighting for our freedom around the world and the freedoms of others around. That's quite bravery, and it cannot go unnoticed. And we thank the Holder family and Mr. Holder, wherever he may be, with his great sacrifice he made. Now, we thank you once again for joining us each and every day here on the Pigskin Dispatch History Dispatch podcast. And on Sports History Network, you can find us. We are one of 20-some different podcasts that are bringing you sports history and for hours of family entertainment. You know, it's very clean cut. There's no foul language. It's very family friendly. So anyone in your family can listen to this and learn some great sports history. And I'm sure your brain will be filled with knowledge by the time you're doing it. It's going to take you days to listen to all the hours upon hours of great podcasts and guests that are all lined up and the Sports History Network. And if you want to focus more on the football side of things, well, you can go to pigskindispatch.com. We have only our podcast, the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast, on there, and a lot of great blog posts. But we cover each and every day of the year. We cover we're covering all the different jersey numbers of the NFL. We're, like we said, we're up in the 80s right now. This week we hit in the 80s, so very soon we'll have all 99 numbers plus the 0 and 00 in there with some great guests on there. And we're going through and trying to cover all of the early professional football teams that made a difference to help build the professional football into what it is today. And of course we cover the college and other leagues, you know, USFL, XFL, CFL, a lot of different other leagues too, and their histories. We try to do that day by day also. So we have a lot of things coming up for you here, especially during the football season, for our season 2 of podcasting. We hope you enjoy that and enjoy pigskindispatch.com. If you want to email us, it's pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Give us your feedback, anything you want to say to us. I will personally answer each and every email, and we enjoy hearing from you. So please do so. And till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.